AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish focuses on what it means to wait on God with patience and trust. In a world that values speed and instant results, waiting can feel frustrating, but God often works most powerfully in the waiting. Our key verse for today is Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we looked at God's incredible patience towards us. Today, we are focusing on patience as a fruit of the Spirit, a quality that God grows in us as we walk with Him. Now, biblical patience isn't something that we muster on our own. It's a product of the Holy Spirit working within us. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 tells us, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." This verse reveals that patience is one of the defining characteristics of a Spirit-filled life. But what does it look like to develop this fruit? And how can we cooperate with the Spirit's work in our lives? To truly understand this, we first need to recognize that patience as a fruit of the Spirit is not merely waiting, but about how we wait. It is waiting with trust, with peace, and without frustration. It is a steadfast endurance that reflects God's own patience. And as we allow the Holy Spirit to cultivate it within us, we become more like Christ. Patience or long-suffering can be defined as enduring difficulties, delays, or offenses without becoming angry or discouraged. It's more than just waiting. It's waiting with grace, trusting God's timing, and responding to others with love and kindness. In the original Greek, the word for patience used in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 is makrotumia, which literally means long-tempered. This points to a kind of patience that resists frustration or retaliation, even in difficult situations. It's the ability to bear with others, extend grace, and remain steady in the face of challenges. Think about your own life. How do you typically respond to interruptions, delays, or offenses? Do you find it easy to remain calm, or do frustrations and impatience often take over? Recognizing these patterns is the first step toward allowing the Spirit to cultivate true patience in your life. Patience isn't something that we can produce on our own. It is a supernatural fruit that grows as we abide in Christ and allow His Spirit to transform us. Jesus explains this in John chapter 15, verse 5. He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." This means that patience is not about trying harder, but about staying connected to God. As we deepen our relationship with Him through prayer, worship, and His Word, the Spirit begins to shape our character, replacing impatience with peace and frustration with grace. Consider moments when you felt the Spirit guiding you to respond patiently. How did it differ from times when you relied on your own strength? This contrast helps us to see the Spirit's work and our need to rely on Him. Now, patience does not stand alone. It's closely tied to the other fruits of the Spirit. For example, love. Patience allows us to bear with others in love, even when they frustrate or hurt us. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 says, "Love is patient and love is kind." Then we look at peace. When we trust God's timing, patience helps us experience His peace, even in the midst of delays or uncertainties. And then kindness. Patience empowers us to respond to others with kindness instead of anger or irritation. The fruits work together to reflect God's character in our lives, enabling us to live in a way that honors Him and blesses others. While the Spirit is the source of patience, there are practical steps that we can take to cultivate it in our own lives. So, the first one is pause before responding. When you feel frustrated or irritated, take a moment to pause and pray. Ask the Spirit to guide your response. James chapter 1, verse 19 reminds us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Number two is focus on God's timing. Trust that God's plans are perfect, even when things don't happen as quickly as you'd like. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 says, "He has made everything appropriate in its time." The next one is practice gratitude. Gratitude helps us shift our focus from what we lack to what God has already provided. This perspective fosters patience and contentment. And the last one is spend time in the Word. Scripture reminds us of God's promises and strengthens our faith. Verses like Psalms chapter 27, verses 14, encourages us to wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Patience isn't just for our own benefit. It impacts how we interact with others. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 13, Paul writes, "So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other." This verse reminds us that patience is essential for maintaining healthy, God-honoring relationships. It enables us to forgive offenses, to bear with weaknesses, and to show grace even when it's difficult. Reflect on your relationships. Is there someone that you struggle to be patient with? How might the Spirit be calling you to extend grace and reflect God's love to that person? Now, patience as a fruit of the Spirit is a powerful testimony to God's work in your life. It's not something that we can produce on our own, but as we stay connected to Christ, the Spirit transforms our hearts and equips us to endure challenges and extend grace to others. So thank you for joining me as we continue this week's journey into patience. And until next time, stay faithful. Stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and discover more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There, you'll find access to Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries socials, as well as links to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of truth and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.